Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The baby formula crisis in the United States has been known since February, and finally the first imports of baby formula arrived in the United States over the weekend. More flights from foreign countries are coming to ease the shortage, as domestic production is not ready. As Americans plan for a summer vacation, they're being met with astronomical inflation and never-before-seen gas prices. The Biden administration puts the blame on Russian President Vladimir Putin. Not so fast, says Republican Congressman Michael Waltz from Florida. He was on Fox News and says the blame falls squarely on the White House.
Energy costs and transportation costs are the largest driver of inflation. They were there well in place as soon as he shut down that Keystone pipeline and all of the federal leases and the drilling in Alaska and on down the list and told all of the woke companies in Wall Street, don't invest in oil and gas. This isn't Putin, this is Biden.
USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Oklahoma Representative Mark Wayne Mullen on Newsmax says he's putting forward legislation to expunge President Trump's impeachment.
Listen, you guys made a political decision to impeach a president, and our founding fathers warned us of this to begin with, and what we don't want to do is say to the future Congresses that this is okay. We got to make sure we get this thing right, so we're going to go back and expunge it. And if you don't do it now, while you're in office, to right your own wrong, then we'll do it when we kick you guys out of office next year, which we're going to do that in November.
President Biden said Monday in Tokyo, Japan, that the United States would send in troops if China were to invade Taiwan, saying the burden to protect Taiwan is even stronger after Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Are you willing to get involved militarily to defend Taiwan if it comes to that?
Yes.
You are?
That's the commitment we made.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Over the past week, the Internet's been buzzing over images of what appears to be a doorway cut into a cliff on Mars. NASA's Curiosity rover, which snapped the picture earlier this month, said that while the strange door-like features on Mars provides a fascinating doorway into the ancient past, it's perfectly natural rather than the work of some aliens in hiding. The Curiosity rover found the Mars door on May 7th while imaging mounds known as East Cliffs in the Gale Crater. After further review, the doorway is only 12 inches tall and 16 inches wide, perfect size for a Barbie doll. Zach Brown Band founding member John Driscoll Hopkins revealed Friday he's been diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease.
Hey guys, John Driscoll Hopkins here with Zach Brown Band. I have tough news to share, and my brothers and sister have gathered to support me. Over the past several years, I've noticed some balance issues and some stiffness in my hands. After careful analysis by some of the country's top neurologists, I have been diagnosed with ALS. Because my symptoms have been slow progressing from the start, we believe they will continue to be slow progressing going forward. God willing, I plan to be rocking with these amazing people for many years to come.
At this time, there is no cure for ALS. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You wouldn't be easy, but thank you for joining in, because this is what we need. We the people and our Constitution. Otherwise, bye-bye to this Democratic Republic, and there are forces, people that we've elected into office to upend and absolutely destroy this Democratic Republic. That is quite clear, ladies and gentlemen. That is not by accident. All that Joe Biden and the Democrats are doing, and I know you, some of you say, Bill, why do you beat up the Democrats? Because it's their policies. And they are the first line of defense, you would think, because it's being done by their own party members. They are the first line of defense because they are in those meetings. They're hearing the crazy language and the trajectory of these policies. And then they've got to go out and talk to their constituents and say, well, you know, and come up with excuses to why they should be reelected in the midterms and why people should not lose faith in Joe Biden. But, you know, it's one promise after another that continues to be broken. And here to talk about that is the nationally recognized policy and energy expert, author, columnist, syndicated radio host, and my good friend Dan Perkins. Hey, Dan, how you doing, buddy?
I'm fine, thank you. And yourself?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I find myself in this situation, as I explained to the audience, just as you were listening, Dan, is that, you know, I have compassion for, you know, all Americans. I mean, after everything is all said and done, forget about Republican or Democratic Party. We're Americans, and people who have that American-centric idea still believe in this American idea. Now, we may say our party is not representing us correctly, but this is why people who are holding to this the original American idea that is based on our Constitution, you know, we're the ones to, you know, be the glue and hold this thing together regardless of party line, right?
Yeah, but we've become, a significant percentage of the American people have become intimidated by the rhetoric and the attacks of the left on people who are willing to expose themselves to criticism and ridicule for speaking their mind. So right. More and more Americans have basically, for a while there, shut up and just let the Democrats have free reign. I think that's changing.
Right.
Slowly.
It's amazing to me, Dan, because when you think about it, it really is a small percentage. I mean, the tail is really shaking the dog here. The silent majority, reasonable people that you can still talk with, but, you almost have to find a corner somewhere because you don't want to run into somebody who is super sensitive that, you know, doesn't want to have a reasonable conversation. They just want to fight. You know, but we're sitting here, you know, I find myself talking with Democrats as well, which I welcome. And it's quite encouraging for me to have this experience to think, oh, there is hope. I mean, it's not as bad as the media would lead you to believe, that there are reasonable people. There are people here that are Americans above all. And here we are a week away from, again, having, to stop all the machinery and consider Memorial Day and what Memorial Day represents to the American people, right?
Well, that's you left yourself open to a question. But what does it mean to the American people?
Well, I believe to
the American people understand what Memorial Day is all about. Would you guess?
Well, yeah, you're exactly right. I still believe a majority of people understand, but what's happened is they've been told that their patriotism is not welcome, and that's a big lie. You know,
right.
The patriotism is welcomed. This is needed. I mean, what are we celebrating? I mean, forget about hot dogs and a special discount sale at the local retail shop and maybe a day off for some people. That's not what it's all about. Memorial Day is to remember the millions of patriots who believed in this American idea like we do in such a way that they put it all on the line. And many paid, so many of them, all of them that we remember on Memorial Day are the ones exclusively that paid the ultimate price. They, their families that are associated with them, the families that truly grieve every year because of that chair that's empty, you know, around their dining table. And they remember, you know, brothers, uncles, aunts, fathers, sons and daughters who died for the American idea. And we need to pause and remember what, you know, for a moment, if we could channel and have some compassion, understand why they were willing to put it all on the line.
Well, Bill, I applaud you for what you're saying, but I'm not going to disagree with you as much as I'm going to. I want to point out what I believe is a reality, mm-hmm. and that is, as you know, that my wife and I were merit badge counselors for the Boy Scouts for Eagle, and I had five of the required merit badges, and the one that I had was the government. And I had a young man in Chatham when I was living there who wrote a letter to the president of the school board as to why we stopped a moment of silence for the almost 3,000 people who died on September the 11th. And he got a note back from the president of the school board. Well, it's no longer relevant. But we're a lot further away from World War II. Yes, we've had Vietnam and Afghanistan and Iraq and Iran. But, Bill, I really think that as our generation dies out, the memory of the sacrifices of those men and women who died in World War II and World War I to try and preserve the Constitution, there's not going to be anybody around who really remembers what it was all about, so that's not important to them. And that's a function of what we teach in our schools in terms of American history. But I just think that people have abandoned their hope for the best experiment on the globe for democracy. And I think that the left has done a terrific job because they have more tenacity than we do on the right. They stay and they fight and they fight and they fight for decades. We maybe fight for a short time, but we don't make long-term commitments to fight for what we believe in. We tend to move on after we've had our say. So we're dealing with two different approaches to how the agenda is going to get changed, and the Democrats have had control of the agenda for many, many decades, and the most recent challenge was to freedom of speech, which has left millions of Americans without a voice. And but they're starting to wake up, and they're starting to say, no, that's not what I want. And the Democrats are afraid that America will wake up and say, we don't want what you're preaching.
All right. Well, Dan, I think that, you know, you make some excellent points here. But also what comes to mind is that conservative parents, You know, we need to speak up. We need to teach our children, because we know from history, the further away from, you know, the nexus of where this all began, you know, things get lost in translation. You know, you've got a school system that says, oh, it isn't relevant. You know, things like that that are just insane. But where is the countervailing voice that say, you know what, that's nuts. It is relevant. And, you know, we need to have that voice that comes through the public square to reinforce these values that made America great today and that will do again tomorrow, lest the legacy is lost on a generation because we failed to tell them the true story.
The phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vine-to-bar.com. Cold ship to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Nice. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. Dan Perkins also, nationally recognized policy and energy expert, author, columnist, and syndicated radio host. Dan, I want to come back and just put a ribbon on that, but I do want to talk energy with you as well. Again, one of those broken Biden promises that are costing the American people. But, you know, you brought up some excellent points here, and I want you to kind of put a ribbon and summarize for our audience you know, the condition that we're in and what we can do about it. That I think we overestimate the power of the left because we've surrendered, but we need to have courage against things that we know in our heart of hearts is not working. It is hurting our kids, hurting our families, hurting our country, and all it requires is a bit of courage, one patriot at a time. Does it not?
Yeah. I think I've been asked the question you just asked me in many different ways over the last several months, and I answer what I believe, and sometimes hosts disagree with me, which is fine, but they do it with respect. Others say absolutely. I think when you're going to examine the problem, you have to go back to its roots.
Mm-hmm.
And the roots of the problem in the education system in our country is basically our own fault. When we as a country made a decision that in order to have the lifestyle that we wanted to have, mom and dad both had to work to bring money into the household because dad couldn't earn it all himself to give the family the things that the family wanted. So when we did that, we turned over the education of our children and our attention to the education of the children, to the school teacher. Mm-hmm. And as a result, when we look at the number of, over the years, the number of parents who would go to parents' night or meetings, it kept diminishing because we relinquished the responsibility to educate our children or be aware of the education of our children for the almighty dollar to give us the two cars and the big house in the suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
People are now are coming alive with what they recognized happened when the COVID came and they started to do distance learning and we could listen into the classroom of what the teacher was teaching. And parents became outraged about what was going on and the racism that they were promoting in the schools, far beyond what the teacher should be doing. And so parents started to begin to reassert their responsibility for the education of their children. The teachers union pushed back, but the parents are pushing harder. This is a major struggle going on between the parents and the teachers unions, and it's not over by a long shot. I think that the teachers, which are predominantly Democrats, think that the parents will tire of this battle and they'll capitulate back to giving control to their children to the teachers. I don't think it's going to happen. So we're in for a major correction in the relationship between the parents and the teachers and the education system, the public education system in our country. And
exactly.
Very, very important development.
Well, and I'm glad you're talking about going to the root. I mean, let's go back. Horace Mann, who is regarded as the father of education, and what he tried to do, but, you know, and of course, this is going back into, you know, the mid-1800s. By the 1900s, and it's interesting that, you know, about this time, you had Darwinism coming in and, you know, this you know, antithetical thought of a free America and self-responsibility. And you had this movement take over this public school system to control our kids. I mean, this was all very, very subtle. And again, you know, the institutions really, really presented, you know, a false narrative about public education. It really wasn't about truly educating. It was about indoctrination. It has always been since the early 1900s, and it's just, you know, gotten more and more momentum as it went along. And here we are in the 21st century, And we're realizing how we've been tied up in knots, and it's just been one network of lies on top of another to where, you know, we don't trust the system anymore. And the fact that you have a million kids and families saying, heck, we're out of here, and that we can do a better job homeschooling our kids or using other alternatives where our kids can be exposed to the truth as opposed to some indoctrination. Because, you know, they've had a stranglehold on this for decades, Dan.
Yeah, there's a gentleman who, if your audience is interested, they could go to blacksandwhites.us, and on the homepage is an interview that I did recently with Dr. Ben Carson.
Yes.
And he has a foundation that has a subsidiary called Little Patriots. And he's committed to providing an educational platform where children can learn the good, the bad, and the ugly of the history of our country. And I'm working with him to try and figure out how we can bring it to our network. But the idea that the education system has been corrupted, there was a story last week in the New York Times where something like 80% of the medical schools have a curriculum based on critical race theory.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make any sense, but it just shows how extensive the left has invaded the education sector in this country, and as you said, are creating robots, people who have to do what they tell them to do. There was a story over the weekend where parents were told in writing from the school that they teachers cannot have a discussion with the parents about what's being discussed with their children until the children give them permission to disclose the information.
Wow.
Something's wrong there. When the teachers can have conversations talking about whether they want to talk about gender identity or transsexualism or whatever it is, whatever they have in conversation, they can't disclose it unless the child gives them permission. Well, the child is not of legal age. But it's part of a discovery process that I've been writing about and talking to people about on the air.
Mm-hmm.
We still don't know to the extent that our children are being corrupted and how they're being corrupted in the public school system. And we see more and more examples coming out. There were a number of teachers who were arrested for sexual assault on students.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a big number, but it immediately made me think, well, the media came from the Washington Post, so my guess is they didn't get all the numbers. And we don't know all the numbers of the children who've been attacked by teachers. But I do know that if in the case of there's a claim and the parents sue the school board, the taxpayers who are paying to support the education system are the ones who are paying either the insurance premium or
exactly
paying for the fine, the settlement mm-hmm. in the case. So, again, there's still a lot of things we have not been privy to about what's going on in the education system, and it keeps coming out. It keeps coming out because parents keep asking more and more questions. And that's true.
It's interesting, Dan, that we the people have to foot the bill, but we're not taking the responsibility. I mean, we're paying for the cleanup and the damage that's done, but you know they only want us there to write the check. And this is where we are right now. And this is beyond disgusting. It's horrific. It's lose-lose at every turn. And as you say, people are waking up. But you know, I say it's quite the scam. It's quite the scam that our government has gotten to the point where they can go ahead and make mistakes with impunity and not be held responsible or accountable for it. And we, the people, are the ones that have to suffer the expense of it all in many ways, whether it's the damage we've done to our kids or the damage it'll do to the Treasury.
We had the president was at the Teacher of the Year Award, and you may recall when he was talking, he said, they're your children. No, they're not the teacher's children. They're my children. They're the parents' children. But that's how the left thinks, is that they have the responsibility to raise your children. No,
right.
They don't.
Well, mama bears across the country are raising up, And they're saying hell no, Dan Perkins, and yeah. And mom and Papa Bears are doing as well. But we need more in mass to stand up against this totalitarian mindset that is damaging our kids and is damaging all the institutions. Because this is just symbolic of what's happening in all the other institutions as well. Dan Perkins, thank you so much for being with us. Too often, we don't know what we don't know. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. It reminds me of when, as a new Marine Corps recruit, 87 of us were picked up at a Greyhound bus station in San Diego to be taken to the Marine Corps Recruit Depot in San Diego, California. Some of the new recruits were acting up and a bit animated as if we were headed to an amusement park. And I noticed two Marine escorts in front of the bus looking back at the chaos, shaking their heads with a slight smirk. And it was then that I wondered, okay, what do they know that we don't know? Well, 20 minutes later, we found out what they knew as we were greeted by several drill instructors yelling at us in all kinds of language. Get off the bus, get on the bus, get back on the bus, get off the bus, and then stand in the yellow footprints. Well, today, as we're confronted with the unknown, we can have some encouragement to know that eventually we will know, and it's then that our character is refined and we realize that knowledge is power and must precede the right action.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The baby formula crisis in the United States has been known since February, and finally the first imports of baby formula arrived in the United States over the weekend. More flights from foreign countries are coming to ease the shortage, as domestic production is not ready. As Americans plan for a summer vacation, they're being met with astronomical inflation and never-before-seen gas prices. The Biden administration puts the blame on Russian President Vladimir Putin. Not so fast, says Republican Congressman Michael Waltz from Florida. He was on Fox News and says the blame falls squarely on the White House.
Energy costs and transportation costs are the largest driver of inflation. They were there well in place as soon as he shut down that Keystone pipeline and all of the federal leases and the drilling in Alaska and on down the list and told all of the woke companies in Wall Street, don't invest in oil and gas. This isn't Putin. This is Biden.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
America, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing more of your day. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezShow.com. You know, each year during the second week of May, we recognize National Nurses Week to celebrate the many contributions of these special caregivers, especially nurses of color. And joining us today is Helena Faustin. She's a registered nurse, cookbook author, and creator of the blog hashtag ThatNurseCanCook. Now, Helena is kicking off a special campaign with Band-Aid brand to help honor nurses of color. Helena Faustin, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Hey, how much fun do you have? I mean, you're a cookbook author, a registered nurse, like you're having the time of your life, and I love the hashtag, That Nurse Can Cook. That's brilliant.
Thank you. Thank you. I am having the time of my life, Bill. I love to cook. I love to heal. I love to provide care, both in the hospital and at home, and I'm also feeding everybody's soul one meal at a time.
That's awesome. I can imagine somebody comes in, they got a gaping wound, and they go, just feed me first, would ya?
Yeah, let me put some oxtail on there.
Well, that's awesome. I love it. So why is it so important to honor nurses? I know this has been kind of the season the last couple of half years, you know, with COVID and everything like that. And no doubt about it, when it came to dealing with COVID, nurses, like every first responder, runs to be the solution,
right.
And we do honor nurses, and it should be a natural outpouring, especially, you know, which has come to mind in the last couple of, you know, 2.5 years.
Yes. Well, us working on the pandemic front line was very, very challenging. I know for me, myself, I worked in New York during the epicenter.
Wow. Yes.
And it was incredibly challenging. It was so stressful pulling those 12-hour shifts. And, you know, Nurses Week is really our week to shine. And we face so many challenges, not only just at work, but at home, too. I mean, you come home from your 12-hour shift, you're faced with laundry, the chores of the house, something's always broken, this needs to be swept up. And that's why I'm so excited to partner with Band-Aid Brand, because they're committed to helping relieve those added stressors that Black nurses are facing at home.
Well, Helena, I'll tell you, as hard as nurses work, especially, again, what we experienced in the last couple of years, I think that week ought to be a month. You can tell everybody, Bill Martinez has dedicated the entire month of May
yes,
to nurses.
Bill,
we're going to make
president.
It official. Okay, you got it. And but let's talk about this special campaign with Band-Aid Brand. Go ahead.
Sure. So Band-Aid Brand is furthering its support of the National Black Nurses Association, or NBNA, and their goal is to help alleviate the stress of everyday tasks and responsibilities that await frontline nurses at home. And they're doing so by establishing the Band-Aid Brand Our Tone Nurses Recharge Fund. You know, we all love a good fund, and that will just help us, you know, delegate some of the tasks that weigh us down when we get home. Now we have the funds to hire maybe a laundry service or someone to cut the grass outside, or, you know, just outsource those funds so we can actually spend more time with our family, which is why I love this so much.
Exactly. Helena, bandages we seem to take for granted. You know, you get a boo-boo,
right.
You put a bandage on, they've always been around. But there's a story behind bandages, isn't there?
Yes. Well, Band-Aid Brand created a special line of bandages called Our Tone, and it's made from the brand's most popular flexible fabric, and it provides comfortable protection. It stretches and flexes as you move, and what I love the most about it is that it's coming in all different shades of brown, and it's embracing the beauty of diverse skin tones. I know for me, when I'm in the kitchen, I'm chopping up the vegetables, sometimes I cut myself and I need a Band-Aid, and it's not always aesthetically pleasing when you have a Band-Aid that doesn't really blend in with your skin. It kind of sticks out like a sore thumb. So I'm so thankful for these line of bandages. And if your listeners want to find out more about these bandages, they're available online and in-store at multiple retailers.
Well, we touched a little bit on some of the things that are being done, you know, to help the Black nursing community. What else is being done for them?
Right. So Band-Aid Brand is partnering with artist Reina Noriega, and they're creating a custom line of thank you cards to celebrate us. And, you know, sometimes nursing can be a thankless job. Although it's very stressful, it can also be rewarding. And what they're doing is creating a series of thank you cards that pay homage to the healing and care that us nurses have been providing during these unprecedented times. And I want your listeners to head over to Band-Aid Brand's Instagram page, because they'll be rolling out these custom thank you cards this week. And what a better way to say thank you to a nurse than by sharing this with a nurse in your life.
Well, Helena, you've been busy. I mean, as we talked about, a nurse, you've got that nurse can cook, which has turned into a very successful side hustle for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to imagine it's a little bit challenging because, you know, we're dealing with some supply chain issues and the cost of groceries going up. But you're still cooking, aren't you?
I'm cooking. I'm keep on going. That's always my motto, just keep going. You know, like the movie, just keep swimming, just keep swimming.
Yeah, right. And tell people about your YouTube channel as well.
Sure. Well, I put my longer tutorials on YouTube. I do the short form version on Instagram, and then I put up a longer tutorial. You can head over to my YouTube channel at That Nurse Can Cook and make some chicken, some baked chicken. I even show you how to make some delicious rice recipes. I got some delicious recipes you can make in 30 minutes because, of course, when you come home, some of us who work long shifts, when you come home after a long shift, sometimes you want dinner in 30 minutes. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah, this is better, I think, than a nurse's calendar, is that you get recipes. I'm just saying, between
recipes.
Me and you. Is that okay?
Yes, that is okay.
Okay. Helena, what are some other issues that are challenging nurses in healthcare today?
Well, I know I speak for a lot of other nurses, as well as myself. A lot of us are burned out. Like, we experience a lot of stressors working on the front lines, and we are currently in the midst of a critical nursing shortage. It almost seems like we've always been in a nursing shortage, but the American Nurses Association has projected that by the year 2030, we're going to need an extra 1.2 million nurses. So thus, I'm so excited to partner with Band-Aid Brand because they're building on their existing commitment and support of the Black nursing community, and they've made a multi-year commitment of $300,000 in scholarships to the NBNA and the Foundation of National Student Nurses Association, and what that's going to do is help increase representation and contribute to more equity in the nursing profession, which I love because I'd love to see more diversity on the front lines.
So this is across the board for all minorities?
It's for members of the National Black Nurses Association as well as the Foundation of the National Student Nurses Association.
Mm-hmm. And again, we got about a minute left. Remind everybody about this excellent program that Band-Aid and the Black Nurses are working on.
Sure. To learn more about Band-Aid Brand, Our Tone Nurses Recharge Fund, that's going to be the fund that's going to help us out with those chores that we face at home, and to learn more about the custom thank you cards and share them with a nurse, don't forget to share, visit Band-Aid Brand's Instagram page at Band-Aid Brand, because they'll be rolling those out this week.
Right. Sharing is always good. Helena Faustin has been with us. She's a registered nurse, cookbook author, creator of hashtag That Nurse Can Cook. And I think you're getting a good idea here. All the great recipes, of course, right there at, you know, through her YouTube channel. And how else can they be in touch with you, Helena?
You can find me on Instagram at That Nurse Can Cook. You can subscribe to my YouTube channel at That Nurse Can Cook. So easy to remember.
Well, Helena, again, thank you to all the nurses that have been so vital and have been the first responders. We honor you all. Thank you for being with us. Have a great day.
Thank you, Bill.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to 250,000 high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. for real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Glad you could join us today. I'm Bill Martinez. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Sierra Mercer is with us. She's a spokesperson for the Libra Initiative. It's an organization committed to empowering the Hispanic community, discusses immigration, the Latino vote, the economy, and education. Sierra, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Okay, let's talk. Let's talk about immigration. I mean, it is so. How can you put it? Right now, it just seems like the whole idea of, you know, the way to run immigration is so compromised because it's become such a political foil that we're losing a lot in translation here. Is there any reasonable expectation under this current administration and with, you know, with the Secretary Mayorkas leading what's going on at the border, is there anything reasonable that we can expect out of this?
You're completely right, Bill. We have been hearing about the crisis at our border for far too long. And the solutions that we're hearing proposed are Band-Aid solutions that are only going to be short-term solutions. What we need is both parties to come together. The issue of border security shouldn't be politically divisive. Whether you're on, you know, the left or the right or the middle, we should all want to know who's coming into our country. And the reality is that we can have a secure border and a welcoming immigration system.
Exactly. So what is that? Sierra, that's the problem I have, is there's not a an articulation by this administration that says this is our vision for immigration. Instead, it seems like there's a lot of underhanded, backdoor, shadowy type stuff to make people who were illegal legal, as opposed to saying, okay, look at this. Let's start with what does effective immigration look like? Is that fair?
That's the problem, is that the Democratic administration isn't trying to solve immigration on party lines. And we know that we're not going to be able to pass bottom-up reform that is so needed to modernize our system if we're only working within our parties. We need to cross party lines.
Exactly.
And there have been bipartisan solutions and legislation proposed by, for example, Senator John Cornyn and Kyrsten Sinema. The Bipartisan Border Solutions Act that was proposed in 2021 that addresses border security and other facets of our immigration system. The problem is we need both parties to come to the table.
Mm-hmm. What I get so frustrated about, and probably you as well and other Hispanics here, is that we hear from the politicians, well, number one, it's complex and what we need. Well, you know we need it, so why don't you get it done?
So true. I mean, we haven't had bottom-up significant change to our system in decades, and it's been used as a political pawn since, and the American people are tired of it. They want to see solutions.
Well, and meanwhile, you've got people like we were talking about this morning. Here you've got a 20-year-old who comes illegally into the country. Of course, he does what anybody else would naturally do. He would have a family. He would assimilate as best he can. He starts his own business, a gardening service, and is doing quite well, has four kids, and all of a sudden now he gets in trouble. He gets in trouble, and he's, he's identified as undocumented. And so now his future, his family, all his kids now, of course, they're legal citizens, which to me is goofy because, it cuts both ways. I mean, for these kids, that they don't know. They don't know Mexico. They didn't grow up in Mexico. They grew up in America, but they're citizens of America, but their dad isn't. And now their dad's in a situation where he could get deported. And meanwhile, until it's determined that he gets deported, he's having to pay an incredible amount of money in fees in order to, pay for the legal expense. This is not America. This is not who we are. But this system and these politicians are making us this way. And it irritates me, Sierra.
It is. It's breaking up families. It's causing significant burden on families, economically. And the varying status across family members is very hard on the family unit. But it's also hard that they're facing uncertainty while they're trying to contribute to the United States. And most immigrant families want nothing more than to work hard, provide for their families, and in return, help contribute to the success of the United States. We are a nation of immigrants. We are the melting pot.
Exactly.
And our broken system is not allowing us to live up to our full potential.
Yeah, without a doubt, and I agree 100% with you. Explain to our audience how Latinos feel when you have illegal immigrants, because when they come into the country, they're shipping them into the interior, but we know that, birds of a feather flock together. So they're eventually going to gravitate into these Hispanic communities, and it's a mix of people. And if they feel like, there's injustice, even though they've been given, even baby formula these days, they're given money, they're given everything almost but a job, kind of protect them into this country. But meanwhile, they feel like I'm in survival mode. And so what do they end up doing? I mean, in some cases, they bring crime into these, peaceful Hispanic communities. And this is what's upsetting, Latinos all across the country here in these communities, especially because they see what the Democrats are doing to their communities. And this is why they're leaving the Democratic Party in masses, are they not?
It's extremely hard because majority of the immigrant community, they would have immigrated legally if we had viable legal immigration channels, because they want the opportunity and the right to work. They don't want to be, living
in the shadows.
They want to be able to fully contribute. Mm-hmm. And that's why we need to take a full-throated approach to address our broken immigration system, because there are so many concerns about, the illegal population, also the border. But we know that, part of addressing the border crisis is also opening up viable legal channels, which will naturally take the pressure off the border, so we are more able to effectively process immigrants and allow them to contribute as our market demands it.
Right. Well, we do have legal immigration that up until, the Biden administration was allowing roughly around 1 million immigrants to come in. And, as they say, the right way. I mean, they paid for themselves. They were sponsored. They weren't a burden upon the taxpayers, where right now you've got a flood, coming through. 162 countries, according to Border Patrol, are represented in these these migrants coming into our country. And they're all at the people's expense. I mean, this is unsustainable, but it doesn't seem like this administration really has a grasp on that. All they want to do is just open up the borders, and then it makes us all feel like, what are we, ungrateful people? We're discompassionate. This is not right. I mean, they're putting us into this position because they're forcing this upon us. And here we are, a generous nation, at the core. And now we're, ignoring legal channels for illegal channels, so that, they'll compel the system to, to legalize this illegal behavior. That I don't blame it on the migrants. I blame it on our government, Sierra.
Well, it's been administration, one after the other, talking a big game about addressing immigration, and it hasn't gotten done because we haven't seen the right lawmakers crossing party lines to address it together, and that's ultimately what we need. I mean, even our legal channels, like our visa system, is completely overwhelmed. Our backlog has grown to over 1.7 million. We have some migrants waiting for not months at this point, but years, several years. Mm-hmm. And it's resulting in losing workers because of our backlog. Visas are expiring, and our immigrant community can't get in to the legal services they need to renew them and be able to contribute. Like, America desperately needs. We're facing labor shortages.
Right. We've got 10 million jobs that are unfilled right now. And you're exactly right. But, government regulations, and when you're flooding the system, something's got to give. You can't flood the system and have it not impact everything, because you're reassessing personnel in these other areas that are dire. And now with the projected lifting of Title 42, all hands on deck to deal with what's going to be happening at the border. I mean, you're going to have three times the number of people nearly coming through the border as a result if 42 goes away.
And there is a lot of speculation on what is the fallout going to be when Title 42 is rescinded. But since Title 42 was enacted, it has been a Band-Aid solution, under
yes.
public health law to mm-hmm. help stop the spread of COVID. But again, it is addressing a surge at our border. Surges can be extremely unexpected. A variety of factors across the nation affect the ebb mm-hmm. and flow that we see at our border. And ultimately, we need long-term solutions implemented.
Exactly. I agree wholeheartedly with what you're saying. And I don't think they're totally unexpected, because we've got the sophistication of technology to see that the people are coming. They see what's coming around the corner. Sierra Mercer has been with us, spokesperson for the Libra Initiative. Thank you, Sierra. Take care. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you?